Stephen B. doing the key of E. Excellence for you and me. Black, bold, brilliant. We're going to rock today. We're going to talk about some serious things. So make sure you call in to the show. Check this out. I was going to begin the show doing something a little different, but as I came in this morning, I was listening on the radio. So we got to talk about something really serious right now. You know, in the last month, we've had several police action shootings. And unfortunately, it's been those of color who have lost their lives. It's unbelievable. In fact, it's beginning to be inconceivable that this situation goes dressed from a serious nature. I don't know if I grieved when I heard or started thinking about the magnitude of what has happened in the last month and how the incidents has happened. Let's not play games here. These are black men, lives that have been literally taken away and their families' lives shattered, all from police action shootings, all from a specific area. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist whatsoever, not. But if one can't take the time and take a pause and think about what I'm about to say, you know, it's mind-boggling. Let's look at it this way. First of all, the tragedy, we can't even discuss that in this vein, but here's what I can't discuss. Our reaction is absolutely appalling. I mean, what sense does it make to burn and loot and riot thinking that you're supporting something that all you're supporting is getting more people killed? I mean, that makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. First of all, we don't have the weaponry that our oppressors have. That's number one. For every vote, then you're wasting your time. Because if you really think in your wildest dreams that your oppressor is going to arm you in what you think is a struggle to the death, is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's appalling to anybody who is a free-thinking, intelligent individual. So let's stop and think about this in the truest context. There's no argument to the fact that we're in a war. That goes without saying. Unfortunately for us, we don't have the numbers to technically win this war. Not the way we're fighting it. You can't defend me when all you are doing is placing me and yourself in harm's way by doing the looting, the rioting, and all that stuff. You can't win. Here's how you win. You take a deep breath, and you sit and think. Let me tell you a story. And it's a very true story. It's a historic story, and it happens to be about a white man. His name was George Washington. At that time, a general of the Confederate Army. And George Washington had 200 soldiers. The story is 100, but he had 200. He had to take this island or attack this island that was off the shores of New England because there was 1,000 British troops there, and he had to stop them from coming to the mainland. But he only had 200 soldiers. Not only were they prepared, but they didn't have the weaponry. You're talking 200 versus 1,000. Let me tell you what George Washington did. George Washington ordered the troops to get in the boats. And in the middle of the night, they rowed their boats over to this island. Once they got to the island, the General Washington said to his troops, burn the boats. Burn the boats. And that's exactly what they did. As history tells us, they won that war. So 200 men beat an army of 1,000. Why? For two reasons. The will to live is far stronger and greater, far more powerful than the will to die. You hear me? The power that exists in the will to live is far greater and stronger than the power to die. That's how he won the war, or excuse me, the battle. Until you place into your mind that you have the power to work smarter, not harder, successful destiny will not happen. It's a commitment. Now back to why I'm saying that to you. We as a people need to start really thinking about, critically thinking about how we can approach a situation and win. The first thing is we need to start having confidence in ourselves. No disrespect to those brothers and sisters who are out here on the front line speaking very heavily about their experience and speaking very heavily about marching and talking. You know, I'm right on. We need that as well. But what we need more is to develop the mentality that I don't have the numbers. What I do have is the will and intelligent mind. Now, so let's be real about the whole island thing. You're going to keep doing this, and what's going to happen? You're going to set yourself up and have more people killed. What you want to do is instill into people's minds of they can win if they try, if they have the courage to do and say the right things. Now, don't get me wrong. Marching and walking is great. Great for exercise anyway. But let's look at this truest context. We've been doing this as a people, marching and walking and praying a long time. Almost 60, 70 years. And the results we've got is, I guess, a bunch of people feel good about it. I know my mother and father feel good about it because they believed in it. And I believe in walking. I do. But that's not going to correct the ills that have been perpetrated against us by our oppressors because they're used to us walking. And I'm going to be real with you. Here's exactly the mentality. All right, niggas walking again. That's okay. They're walking again. That's okay. As long as they don't develop the attitude, my neighborhood, I could care less. As long as they want to keep burning their neighborhoods down, they could care less. As a matter of fact, they're profiting from it. Think about it. These guys own businesses there that you're burning down. And all you're doing is putting money in their pocket because insurance company got to pay off. And so they go, and you don't think they're going to inflate more now. You've got to start thinking critically. The other thing we need to do is respect ourselves. We're walking around disliking each other just for the sake of disliking each other. And I just experienced that. Really, it translates into being jealous against what a person can do. I've never been jealous about any man, Bernstein, what they can do. You've talked to me enough to know that I'm the ultimate user. The name of the game is this. There's a lot of things I can't do, but I can find a person to get it done. That is critically thinking. Guys, gals, sisters, brothers, whatever you want to call yourself, black, Negro, person of color, nigga, whatever you want to call yourself. But here's what you need to be about the business of doing is be about yourself. Have the strength and the courage to start thinking critically of how I can change the lives of not only me and my family, but my community. Create a bank. Hello. Create a bank. Then you can start making the guns to defend yourself, getting the food that you can use to eat while you're defending yourself. If that's what you want to do, that's critical thinking. But thinking that burning down buildings and starting crap and thinking that the police department is not going to react, listen, it's target practice. Are you missing the point? Come on. We are setting ourselves up for failure. And you know what that translates in? That little boy, that little girl of yours who's in school, not understanding what's going on around him, what you are doing is sending him to death. It's called suicide by ignorance. So back to doing what we need to be out to business of doing. I know people are tired of reading. Duh. That makes no sense. You need to read more. The reason why I can say to you uncategorically, I don't care, is this. I am talking to you with 90% of my brain shackled behind my back because the 10% I'm talking to you about, you're not listening. Am I arrogant? Am I cocky in my beliefs? You absolutely correct, I am. Because I should be, as should you be, yourself. Now, the other thing we do is protect. Listen to me, protect our women. I sit there and watch these marches and protests, and it just cracks me up. And I'm saying cracks me up. It's be hilarious that the people in the forefront who are actually facing these oppressors of ours, who we know will gun them down, they're walking in front of us. Are you serious? I mean, you're fighting yourself. Gentlemen, you cannot control. You cannot mold a future if you don't have the very instrument, the moral fiber to protect that instrument, who is going to give you children, which means you grow a nation. Duh. Come on. We've got to get serious about what we're talking about, because if not, we're going to perish. You think I'm thinking how many of them just perished recently? Because we need to stop accepting excuses. Yep, we are the masters of procrastination. That's why we're in the situation we are in today. Hey man, let's get together and take care of his brother. Let's do some business. All right, man, let's meet Tuesday. Now it's Thursday and you still haven't talked yet. Then you get a call. Man, let me tell you, I was late to a very important meeting, and I was out of town last week and missed a meeting. And believe it or not, for the first time in my life, and those who know me, I generally know everywhere I'm going, especially in my city. I made a wrong turn, and I ended up 22 miles away from where I should have been. on the phone, called my boss, and told him to come. He said, don't worry about it. Got on the phone, called him again. He said, don't worry about it. I said, you know what? I thought about it, and I sent him a message back. And here's what I said to him. I'm going to find myself, because there's no excuse, says, when you're trying to reach a level of success. And if you can't find yourself and penetrate your own brain, knowing that what you are doing is not conducive to your successful destiny, you need to find yourself. That's what we need to start doing. Let me take a quick break and pay some bills here. You're at YazzaTV.com. Listen, check this out. YazzaTV.com is something brand new just for you. There's nothing like it. Check this out. You want to pay $49 to $100-some-odd, you know, on AT&T and not criticizing, but that's what you're going to pay. And Comcast, hey, have at it. But I got a better deal for you. YazzaTV.com is a network. It's not Facebook. It's not YouTube. It is actually a network, an internet network, just like you get on TV, NBC, ABC, you name it. And it's created from people of color, brilliant young men who created this platform. But it's YazzaTV.com, YazzaRadio. There's 6 TV channels, 5 independent movie screen channels showing independent movie, TV on demand, 1 radio station, and professional social network, only for $14.89 a month. Yeah, you heard me right. $14.89 a month. You can't beat that. This is something for you and me, about you and me. The first month, we're going to give it to you 30 days. I want you to check it out. Go and try it out with Netflix and Comcast. Once again, YazzaTV.com. We got 6 TV channels, 5 independent stations, independent filming screens. We got TV on demand. We got 1 radio station, professional social network, and that's $14.89 a month. Check this out. It's something new just for you. And just to give you a couple of things you'll be seeing there, one of the successful shows in this network, which is now seen worldwide, is a show called Culture Kings. And I don't know how to explain it to you other than the fact that if you want the truth being told by the truth, hello, then this is a show you need to check out. 3 brothers, 3 different backgrounds, yet they're united in one thing, and everybody has an opinion. You got to check them out. It's Culture Kings. That's at Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on YazzaTV.com. And don't forget, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's me you see on Controversy. Well, these are some of the things that we're doing here. And check it out. The person who created all this stuff, this platform, this unique thing, something. If there's another network like that in the United States, tell me about it. I don't think so. But it's actually a network. Okay? You got to check it out. On the Road, his show, my notes. I don't have my notes. Usually I'm better prepared. When is Abernathy showing?
His radio, Moving Forward is on Tuesday. You talking about the radio?
Moving Forward. That's on what time?
Tuesdays and Thursdays and sometimes Sundays.
I don't know. But hey,
from 10 to 12.
There you go. You got to check that out, because the person who created this remarkable thing, check it out now. You got 30 days to check out the whole network for free. I think that you're going to be shockingly surprised. The youth of this brother who created this unbelievable real-life network, that's YazzaTV.com. Go and check us out. Now back to what we're talking about. I ended up with taking care of our women. Last but not least, to thy own self be true. We have not been honest about ourselves. It seems like that when I listen to the comments on the news, and I look at the people's faces, especially those who are the mothers and the fathers, there's nothing genuine. And I should know, my mom lost one of my brothers and sisters, and it was very young age for me, and it was very young age for him. Not for gun violence, but bottom line is he's no longer with us. But there's nothing like seeing the grief. I don't care if it was hard mother and father of them losing a child. Nobody wants to see their child die before them. In part to me, is the social leaders, some of the ministers and certainly the lawyers, showing this attitude of grief and support. And you and I both know that ain't real. It really isn't. Okay, because I'm going to tell you something about life that we have to understand, that if you think that the majority of us, in fact, not even the majority, I will say all of us, unfortunately, doesn't have a selfish streak, motivated streak in our bodies, stop fooling yourself. To your own self, be true. That's not a criticism. That is an observation that all of us should look to. I look in the mirror every morning. And a lot of times, I don't necessarily care for what I see. But you can bet your bottom dollar, I like me a lot. You need to start liking yourself, because when you start liking yourself and loving yourself, then you begin to develop an attitude of how to become successful in your life, which means that if you become successful in your life, then other people can learn from your experience. Now, it's difficult because I'm finding out that the jealousy of another person warns him not to listen or follow success, especially when you leave him a trail of little gold dust from the follow. That happens. Some people will never learn. But we as a people need to develop the attitude that not only can we win this situation, let's call it what it is, war. Anytime people are being killed like they're being killed, the word slaughter. Okay, let's stop playing games. Murder. Okay, until we develop the consciousness of being real with ourselves about what we are doing, what we are saying we can't win, we need to start developing that. I was talking to a brother yesterday, and I'm serious. I get it, I guess. And we were talking about recent shooting of the police officer of 26 years, who's a training officer, on a training assignment with a new police officer. We heard the video. This is the first time, I must confess, of all the police videos I've seen, it's probably one of the best. But as we look at this video with this brother, here's what he said to me. He said, well, why did he try to run? I don't know. I have no idea. I know me. I'm really scared, folks, and I'm 65. Bernstein, it doesn't make a difference. I'm driving down the street. Lights come on. Believe you me, panic starts coming into my body. Stop playing and try to be bad. Okay, no, not me. I ain't scared. Come on now.
It happens.
It's a natural reaction.
It is.
So now, with that said, I have no idea why I panic. But here's what I do know. You can give me a bunch of excuses. Talking about a person 26 years of their life, put on a uniform, put on that weapon and that taser the same way. The other thing we need to be honest with is, trust me, the weight of a 9mm Glock is a lot different than a taser. In fact, just gripping the thing, taser is a big grip. This thing is a smaller grip. Okay? The other thing is, you're going to sit there and you're hearing this kid who's a frightened, and we know that during the stop, he talked to a mother on the phone, and she was instructed on what to do. Obviously, we're seeing this. She's saying, taser, taser, taser. But she's got this in her right hand. Certain thing automatic. okay? Certain things are automatic. If you've been having that Glock on your right side for 26 years, you haven't made such a mistake. That's almost literally impossible. With that being said, we all saw what happened. And as soon as he shot him and the car went off, the first thing that came out of her mouth was, I got him. Really? We kind of figured that one. So she resigned. She apologizes. Says it's in the best interest of the community and the families. It's called murder, people. It's called murder. Now, you don't need to burn down no buildings and nothing to say that murder. We know that. To sit here and defend it, I've got to say that the first person that got all this right is the mayor. I didn't even know they had a black mayor, man. The mayor. He's like, fire. Straight up. Ain't got time. Let's get busy. Fire her. Oh, and by the way, let's lock her up. Okay? Now, even if it was an accident, Bernstein, called homicide by neglect, you can be sober as hell. Drive your car down the street, maybe a little fast, hit somebody, kill them, you're going to jail. It's an accident. This is no accident, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, anybody who even thinks that that's an accident, trust me, don't call into this show. Oh, by the way, the phone number is, if you want to call in, 515-605-9775. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. Your business show controversy. Steve B is my name. We're doing it for you and me. And excuse me, I'm doing my normal spiel because I've really been focusing on the hypocrisy of this whole thing. Yeah, and they're still saying the same thing. Well, it's coincidental. Killing somebody is coincidental. All these police accident shootings being gunned down in the streets in the last month? Are you? Come on.
Yeah, and the people who are doing the mass shootings, they never killed them. You ever notice that? You can have a mass shooting and kill 40, 50 people and live, but...
You want to hear another insult? Here's an insult for you. Do not take this statement out of context, those of you who are scared, because I'm not. But look at this. In the Capitol, just recently, ran over, you know, two, was just the last one? Guy just ran over him.
No, I'm talking about back when they stormed the Capitol.
Right.
And another one
right. But the last week thing was, to me, listen to this. This guy gets hit by a complete idiot. Okay, we know that. Terrorists call him what he wants. He's laying in state in the Capitol. When he got the body, the police officers lined streets. Political officials had taken the body to the hospital, to the morgue, and then the next morning escorted to the cemetery, you know. I understood it. I respect it. But let's do this. Why isn't it that law enforcement people, and I love them, trust me, this is a hard job. But why aren't they lining the streets when they escorted that young brother who was just killed by their own? Why aren't they lining the streets to show some respect along with the community for that? We all saw it. Those of you who are police officers who are morally correct in what you do, and you do a good job, it has nothing to do with the blinds, the blue line. You guys protect each other. I got it. You guys protect the community. I got it. When somebody tragically takes the life of one of yours, you respect it. This young man was also one of yours. The person who killed this young man was also one of yours. Was it an accident? Purposely? Okay. We're not going to debate that. But knowing what you saw and knowing what you stand up for, why don't you honor that man and his family, because he also was one of your own. We get things so twisted. We really do. And people ask me all the time, you know, how do you keep the positive attitude that you have? Well, obviously it's not very positive today. It will be. But sometimes you just got to sit down and take a breath and view what we are doing in our society in the proper context in which we are performing. Which right now, Bernstein, I'm sad to say that we in the community of color is performing quite poorly.
I agree.
I mean, we're I'm not going to give us an F because that wouldn't be fair, but trust me, we're in the D area, low C area. We're better than that. Better than that. It's time for me to take a pause for the cause because somebody's calling me called Nature. So check this out. You're on the show. Controversy will be right back after a short pause for the cause. This is Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need delay. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love into here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who would they judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it back and pick it back. Come on, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on, right on.
Right on.
talking about the controversy. See when me doing TV, when me with my brain 90% fat behind my back. We're only dealing with 10% bold black. This is the show Controversy. Back to what we were talking about. Once again, I got to tell you something. For you who want to be really informed with the unadulterated truth, you want to check out Yazzer TV, Yazzer Radio. That's YazzerZZOR.com. You want to check us out. You want to advertise your business. Remember, this is not a YouTube platform. This is not Facebook. This is a real live Wi-Fi network that goes worldwide, and we're growing every day. If you want to advertise your product, if you want to see how well what you're developing is going to be received, check out Advertise With Us. Be a sponsor at YazzerRadio.com or TV.com. You can email us at marketing@YazzerYazzer.com. Come and check us out. Give us a try. Because there's nothing you have to lose in this matter. And it's going to be reasonable, financially, definitely reasonable for us and you. So come check it out. Be one of our sponsors. Advertise your business worldwide. Get the opportunity at YazzerRadio.com or YazzerTV.com. Our email address is marketing@YazzerYIZOR.com. Come and check us out. And don't also forget, if you are talking about your security, which is what we've been talking about basically all day long. If you're worried about your security, you should check out Digital Guard Security, which is the company that owns our network. There's nothing like it, okay? I mean, people can talk about stuff. You need to check the technology that this company has developed. You want to be safe. You want to be secure. You want to be secure with a system that's not evasive. Your guests will feel comfortable being around the security system because they won't even know it exists. That's Digital Guard Security. Call us at 888-640-5777. Back to the show. Now that we have dealt with one of the important sides of this scenario for us getting our community safe, getting back to some resemblance of normal. Come on. You all know, you see the headlines like I. Within the last month, the amount of black men now who have been gunned down in the streets by the deranged law enforcement. They're not even law enforcement officials who do this. These are some deranged people that don't have any idea of what the quality of life means to our community. And that's just not the community of color. That's all of us. I don't care if you're Japanese, Chinese, it makes no sense. This violence is just unacceptable. Not because we are Americans. No, that's not the only reason it's unacceptable. Because the very person or element that created us, if anybody is to take life, that's his job. You're not even trying to be God, you're playing Satan and then justifying it, giving all these crazy excuses. Oh, he was walking through the community and I didn't know who he was. Stop it. Come on. You gentlemen and women who are out there on the front lines, on their thin blue line, who do your job courageously, respectfully. I applaud you. I'll walk up to them all the time and say, thank you for your service. But come on. We need you to help stop the violence as well, which means that you need to talk to that officer. You need to expose that officer who's in a uniform perpetrating being law enforcement officer. That's what you need to do. You can't expect the community to give you information about something that happens in the community, but you don't want to give them the, come on. Fair exchange is no robbery. Hello. It involves all of us. Now, to the other side, ladies in our community, you guys can't go unscathed either, I should say, because you bear some responsibilities as well. And one of the biggest responsibilities you bear is aiding tremendously in the education, both morally and academically, to our children. I mean, let's go to the animal kingdom, okay? Let's go there. Let's go to Lion King. Notice in Lion King that the mother's pride, that's what they call them, the pride. When the mother got that child in the morning and cleaned him, you know, licked him and stuff, I thought that was kind of cute. But anyway, he licked him and made sure they ate. And when he said that they wanted to go out in the forest, mama told him, you just don't go that, this is what you do. Okay? Don't go that far. Don't let him go into daddy. Okay? The Lion King, that's what they did. On a large scale in our social network, our social responsibility, we need you to do that. Now, don't get me wrong by making this statement, because I too enjoy myself going out and stamping my feet every now and then and twisting around, and, you know, I do that. I'm 65 years old. Every now and then I try to be 40. I feel it the next morning, Brother Bernstein. But no, on the real. But when dancing and partying takes away from the education and the enhancement of the greatest gift that you have given us, which is our children, then I got a problem with that. And you always know it's a problem when you confront a lady with that, Bernstein. I'm being honest, please don't get offensive, ladies, because you know all of you. But on the real, when you confront them about it, you know the first thing they say, I don't got that much. Well, what's not that much? I mean,
I've been there. You're right.
Well, Thursday and Friday, and decided you wanted to go to work Saturday, and then Sunday after church you went out. And what do you mean? Well, that's a bit much, sweetheart. Don't you think? You go out. Yeah, but you know what? I'm gonna say something real stupid to you, but it's true. Yes, I do go out. But guess what? I'm gonna watch football on Sunday. And the boys, even the daughter, she ain't watching football, but you know, she's climbing around daddy, okay, because daddy's there. Now, I'm not saying you're not there. But sometimes you got to think of how you are doing what you're doing in the time in which you do it. Okay, now, I don't care if you got a babysitter, Bernstein, or not. This is me. Yeah, it's very hard for me, even when I was younger, to really stay up past 1 o'clock, primarily because I had to get up and go to work and do my hustle. That's number one. And then I was married young, so therefore, I had to, you know, I stayed married for a long time because I didn't come at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Because whatever I can do, I have to do, I can do it in between that. Trust me, okay? And for you players out there, who are cheating on your wives, come on, let's be real. You can do that before 12 o'clock. Get home. I mean, let's think about this.
I used to tell one of my cousins, I said, you know what? Grown men be home by midnight.
Exactly.
Anything after midnight is trouble.
Exactly. So, come on, let's be real. Fight back to the women. Okay? And you really need to expect and demand that. You really do. But back to the women. Now, I'm out here, you know, being smooth and suave. You know, girls there, and I'm sitting at the bar, and I walk up to her. You want to mess around? Because hey, baby, what's your name? This and other shit. I ain't messing around. Let's start there. Usually shocks. Really, that was a good way to start a new conversation, Bernstein. But anyway, hey, baby, you looking good. How do you? You got any children yet? Oh, yeah? How old are you? Oh, well, Danny's 4 and 6 7. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. In the morning. This is a good excuse. I have a babysitter. What? No. Come on. Now, if you say, Dad's at home, I got you. That's cool. Well, it ain't cool from Dad because my woman shouldn't be sitting at no bar at 1 o'clock. But Dad's there. I got that. Come on. I am not saying restrict yourself and be a home mom. I'm not saying it at all. What I'm saying to you is you really have to start concentrating on what we are, how we are doing and when we are doing it. That's called stability. The other thing is this. Women, if you do have to work outside of the household, demand. I will repeat myself. Demand that you are paid equally as your counterpart, which happens to be male. And if you can't walk in that way, then walk your fine self out that way, because as you begin your career, that's how it's going to end. You have no reason. You have no reason to belittle yourself, especially sisters of intelligence, and there's a bunch of them out there. You need to step in, like you step out. The other thing is this. Do not render yourself, whether you're in a marriage or a relationship, doesn't make a difference. Do not render yourself the opportunity to enhance yourself and go back to school. Trust me, one thing about women in school, if you look at the statistics and just walk around even high school right now, you see more women carrying their books communicating about education than you see the men, because we're too busy looking the behinds trying to get the girls. Let's be real. So we didn't concentrate on that. You women learned how to concentrate at an early age. There is truth, great truth, to the fact that little boys learn how to urinate a lot longer. It takes them longer to develop the proper way of going to the toilet. It's true. It takes us a little while to learn how to tie a shoe. Did you know that, Bernstein? That's a fact.
Well, you said to tie shoes?
Yeah, it does. It takes boys statistically a little longer to learn.
Yeah, I've heard that we are a little bit more stupid than women are.
I didn't say that, man. Come on. But on the real, this is true. Now, so women have already developed at a very early age, or from birth, or have the ability to do these things far quicker than we develop the mental capacity and physical capacity to do it. Now, with that being said, it doesn't make any sense that I, as a male, you as a female, allow yourself not the opportunity to succeed, because your success, especially if you're a woman, my wife, is also charged for me to continue to be successful as well. There's nothing better. Nothing better in life than to see some fine, looking to dress to nines on her man's arm, talking intelligent when it's time to talk. Man, we got to learn how to talk too. But anyway, hey, there's nothing more powerful of an internet. I'm telling you, you know, if you dress into the nines and Sally and Dan at home by themselves and you slapping that gum and talking, yeah, baby, this is really? Come on. You enhance. Don't distract. You enhance. You know, it's like when you go get ice cream, get you some chocolate ice cream or whatever, you want to put some nuts on it, some cherries, that's an enhancement. It's a better flavor. That's what women do in life. That's what we need you to do. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you a secret. If white America's listening, that's all right. But here's the secret. Do you know that white men and men in general, when they come to talk business, and you're with your husband, spouse, whatever, you notice they talk directly to the woman and ignore the man? They really do. When it comes to selling something in the household, that's what they do. Now, when they come and start talking about developing the house, then they'll talk to the man. But basically, they talk to the woman because they know if they can get the woman agree, then the man is an easy piece of cake. That's why they do it. Now, women, listen very closely. That is why it's important that your education is enhanced. Why? Because white America really thinks that women are stuck on stupid, and what they're going to be told, they're going to tell their husband, and he's going to be stupid and do what the wife says. Be smart. Let them think that way. Educate you in the way that they choose to. That's what they want to do. That's what they did back in the slave days. They educated the woman, taught them how to read and write, kept the brothers stupid. Use it to your advantage. And he said, use it to your advantage. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to tell him, and you start critically thinking and tell your husband the truth and watch what happens. You have that ability. They'll talk to you. There's the old saying, Bernstein, what's the old saying? The only two people that are free in this society is white men and black women.
I've heard that.
It's true. True from the standpoint that they'll talk to you. They'll tell you all kinds of stuff. That's when you become your mate's best ally. Okay?
Or do a press conference and say, I'm so proud of white wife.
Stop. Stop. Sometimes Bernstein is like, what's wrong with that? And I can't do anything but laugh. You're right. You got a point. What's wrong with that? You're right. A lot. We have to develop, ladies, or you have to develop the ability to understand that the power that you have within you to correct the ills of our society is unlimited because you're the mothers. In several of these recent killings, the Floyd killing or the Floyd murder, the recent murder, the one prior to that's in between, all of those young men reached out to their mothers. Ask for mom.
They all did.
What does
grown
that,
ass men yelling for their mother. That is true.
What does that tell you, ladies? That type of power is second to none. And we as men in our society need to recognize that power. We need that type of power from you to defeat our oppressors. Now, I know, you know, once again, if you notice today, I haven't did my normal positive thing and give praise to the master, but we got to do that. You know, right now, the master has inspired me, the God within me has inspired me to talk about this serious issue. And to tell you the truth, Bernstein, I really am glad that, I'm not glad, yeah, I always prefer somebody to call in, but maybe this is a good time for us to just sit back and reflect and listen, okay? I don't want to hear this statement that I heard yesterday, oh, you think you're smart, you're the professor. And then I had one guy who wanted to piss me off so bad he saluted me. That was dumb, okay? The truth of the matter is this, I am no different than anybody else. The only difference between me and most people, Bernstein, is I'm cocky enough and honest enough and proud enough to tell them exactly who I am and what I'm about. You're damn right I'm smart. Okay? Not because I got degrees. I'm smart because I've learned the art of critical thinking. And critical thinking tells me certain things that just don't make sense. And this, what I'm talking about today, doesn't make sense. We can keep burning and rioting if we want to. We can keep disrespecting these women if we want to. And guess what? The jails that are constantly filled with us now are going to be filled with us. Yeah. You know, if you want to have a meal and you want to be taken care of, You want to be disrespected and treated like an animal? Okay. I mean, we can't say. But I, for me, would prefer to offer this advice to you, that your successful destiny depends on your respect for the power within you, which is driven by the God within you. Okay? Now, you need to develop the ability that every time you're confronted with such that we've been confronted with just recently, you have the ability to take the breath. Just take a breath. Well, that's how I sound when I take a big breath, because I don't know how to stop smoking. But for real, take a deep breath. Think about the most important thing in this world today. That is you and the God within you. Because if it weren't for you being here, then that power, that our universe is suffering. Okay? People understand that. You have that much greatness in you that the universe is never the same without you. Okay? So you have to develop the attitude that your greatness and your journey towards greatness is all about you and the God within you, which allows you to spread the power around if you so choose, and you don't have to if you don't want to. It's probably best you do. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. Is that being selfish? Eh. Does it affect me? No. Start thinking that way. I mean, you know what? I came here, my original conversation as I was coming here today was really going to be quite personal, really personal. And when I started to the radio, I started thinking, no, you know better than that. You know better than that. Because I deal with multitudes of people. One person should not have affected me as they have. But with that being said, if it takes that type of attitude to motivate an individual, if it takes the attitude of saying, I'm going to quit doing something because I don't like a person, if it takes that attitude towards me, propel that man towards his great destiny, I'm game. If you need that type of motivation, and I'm not being negative, I'm not saying, I'm being real. I'm telling you that I should have been adult enough to understand that. Okay, humbling myself today, which I don't do very often, that type of motivation to help somebody, I'm game, because I know that I'll get blessed for even thinking that way. So me, let's say, man, take that motivation and turn it into something really, really positive, and hopefully we continue to be associates. If not, there's not much I can do about it. It's not going to affect me in the least, because your destiny towards greatness is far different than mine, as mine is far different from yours. So with that being said, we're going to leave that alone. I want people today to do me one important favor, and that's be real about yourself. You know, until we develop that being real, critical thinking and critical processing and critical criticism of ourselves, then we're going nowhere. We're going to still do what we've been doing for over 100, 200 years, being slaves, because we're enslaving ourselves. And that ain't right. There's nothing can be benefit. No one can benefit from enslaving ourselves. So, I got to say this. Don't forget, you're on YazzaTV.com, Yazza Radio. We have 6 TV stations, 5 independent TV screening stations, independent movie stations. We're showing movies from independent people. In fact, if you got a movie or an idea, send to us so we can kind of check it out. But we'll put it on air if it's good enough. The other thing is we have in this package TV on demand. We have one radio station. We have a professional social network all for the mere price of $14.89, and we're talking about going worldwide. We are worldwide. This is not Facebook. This is not YouTube. This is a actual FY Wi-Fi network developed by a young man, Dwayne Abernathy, and his security guard. And it's fantastic. If you watch NBC, ABC, anything like that, our platform is the same. It's a network, just like TBS and the rest of them. So come and check us out. That's YazzaTV.com, Yazza Radio, 6 TV channels, 5 independent movie channels, TV on demand, 1 radio station, and a professional social network. It's all for $14.89 a month, and your first month's free. So come and check us out. The other thing is I keep warning, and I've set the date now. There's going to be a major announcement from me the 1st of May. I'm making some changes. I'm making some lifestyle changes that's probably going to shock a lot of people. In fact, as I've been thinking about it and disseminating about it since probably December, and really started getting serious about it. It's going to happen, so it's going to affect, I'm sure, I don't know if it's going to affect a lot of people. It's going to shock a lot of people, but in fact, me is the biggest effect, but I'm excited about it. It's a journey is going to happen, and it's going to happen. So I'll let you know. It's going to be, you know, probably not going to happen until later on after that. I know it's not going to happen actually about that, but I'm going to let the announcement go out maybe first and let everybody kind of know what I'm doing. Not that some people don't care, but anyway, as I told you, I already told you about our network. It's YazzaTV.com. YazzaTV, 6 TV stations, 5 independent screening stations that are screening independent movies. TV on demand, 1 radio station, and a professional social network, all for the price of $14.89. You're not going to get that at Comcast or AT&T or UBC or You Beat Me or whatever the heck it may be. You'll get there in the first 30 days. It's free. So come and check it out. It's going to be mind-blowing. It's developing each and every day. We're having meetings, developing new product, new programming. And come and check it out and be a part of something that you're going to see in this embassy, and you can sit back and tell people, hey, I was there when they did it, okay? It's YazzaTV.com, Yazza Radio. Something new for you and me. That's $14.89 per month. That is 6 TV channels, 5 independent movie channels, TV on demand, 1 radio station, and a professional social network. That's coming to you a short distance from our master company, Security Guard. You need to check them out as well, because if you need to protect you and your family, and you need to do it in a discreet, professional, yet very, very safe way, you need to check out Security Guard. The phone number is 888-640-5777. You're talking about something that's state-of-the-art, revolutionary, very, very intensive as things would go. It's something that you can rest assured, whether you're at home or abroad, that your property as well as your family is protected. That's Security Guard. That number is 888. Hey, I can remember rather than read this line, because sometimes I get fast in line. Okay, okay, there we go. 888-640-5777. If you want to be protected, 888-640-5777. Or go to PreventHomesCrimes.com. That's PreventHomesCrimes.com. That's Digital Guard Security. I'm getting off the negative thing and back on the positive thing. It takes the ability for each and every one of us to have the courage to get up in the morning, really, to look in the mirror and look at ourselves on a true sense. That thing about man in the mirror is something we should all do each and every morning. A lot of times we don't. We, you know, brush our teeth and comb our hair and throw on our makeup and all that kind of stuff, and we don't take the time to look at ourselves and what's going on in us. That begins the process each and every day of energizing your body, energizing your mind to do great things. Now, what are you talking about, Steve? What I'm talking about is programming. There's nothing in our society that is not programmable, Brother Bernstein. And one of the easiest things to not do is program your mind for success. You got to be about yourself from the beginning of the day to the very end, until you lay your head down, and then while you're asleep, sleep, your mind will develop the ability to do nothing but put positive things. What happens when you sleep is your mind rewinds the day. That's basically what it does. It's kind of like, what's the word I want to use? Backup, right? Having that energy calling you back yourself up and then in your computer.
Say that again.
When you want to, at the end of the day, and you want to save everything, you back it up and file somewhere, correct?
Yeah, it's called backup.
There it is. That's what I said. Okay. With backup. Your brain works the same way. Your mind is programmable. And then people will sit there and say, well, who's going to program my mind? The guy within, the very thing that created you. If you reach out to the positiveness in the guy within, your mind will start programming itself to do positive things all day long. That's how it works. You're kidding me. No, I'm not. Get up in the morning. Feel good about yourself. Feel positive about yourself. Love yourself. Start your day off that way, and I guarantee you your magical mystery tour called Life for That Day is going to end up being very positive and very successful.
Well, you can say that.
Yeah, I am saying it. That's why I can. Come on. You've got to pick you up. You've got to put yourself up. You've got to advertise yourself. You've got to sell yourself. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to conceive in yourself. And if you can't do all those at the same time, then you know nothing about multitasking. And really, it's not multicasting. It boils down to one thing. What do I want out of life? How much of it do I want? And once I get it, what am I going to do with it? Well, all same answers. What you want out of life is what you deem is successful for you, because what is successful for one man is not necessarily successful for another. Simplicity. Don't complicate something that really is quite natural, and that's what's good about yourself. We force ourselves to feel bad about ourselves. There's no such thing as a spirit inside of us that are telling us, you know what, Bernstein, I want you bad today. There's no such creature. It doesn't happen. You have to place yourself in a frame of mind that you're better than good and better than most. When you develop that, the next thing you need after that is dance with yourself. You know that song, Dance with My Father Again? I really like that song because I like dancing with myself. And I do dance with my father each and every day. Dance with your father again, but dance with yourself when you're at it. Because they're not interchangeable. They're one and the same. He's in what he created, period. End of story. You must develop in your mind each and every day. It doesn't mean every day is going to be great. It doesn't mean every day is going to be successful. It means at least you have set yourself up to be a success. That's what you want to do. You don't listen. You want to go to the racetrack. If you bet on horses, you got a sure thing. That won't happen. But I tell you what can happen. You can study the horses and concentrate on that one who's won the most races. Works for me. That's where you get paid. In life, the same thing applies from a more standpoint of view. You've got to make sure that you are prepared to win. You got to make sure that even if you stumble out of the gate, that you fall on your back so you can see yourself up. That's what you have to do. That's what success is all about. And everything that I'm telling you today is no different than any other successful person will tell you. I know. Education again. Remember, I'm talking to you. 90% of my brain wrapped behind my back and only 10% relating to you. This is Stephen B. doing the key of E, black, brilliant, and bold. The show is controversy. Don't forget also that on Sunday night on the network right here at YazzerTV.com radio is Culture Kings. That's three very intelligent brothers will come from dynamically separate backgrounds that are uniting the fact that everybody has a story and everybody has an opinion. It's quick thinking, very heartfelt, and it's the truth, okay? Not the truth. It's their opinion about the truth, but it's your truth counts, and that's what they discuss. Culture Kings, that's each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here at Yahoo Radio, YahooTV.com. And then don't forget, uh-oh, see, I didn't bring notes here today. Wait a minute, here they are. Notes are not. What is that? Oh, let's see. Nope, not looking for. Oh, wait a minute, I may be able to figure it out. I'm looking for, oh, maybe. Hey, check this out. Another show, Pimpy and Snap. Pimpy and Snap is a show podcast that's on 8 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Yes, the new time for the Pimpy and Snap podcast is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live audience event, and it will be broadcast all day on Thursdays on One Guy TV channel on YahooTV.com.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Back up. You said something that I didn't know, because if it's true, I'm excited. So you're going to do live?
Like we're doing now.
Oh, no, I mean live with the audience?
Well, this is a live audience show we're doing right now, so people can call in or,
right.
Or they can go to the chat room and make comments and stuff like
that. Right, because we weren't doing it before.
No, we've been doing it. We always been doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got to check that out.
So what we do is the live event show, and then 2 days later,
you run the TV show
on the channel. So say, for instance, like with your radio show. Your radio show is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but then your shows for that week will be on Buffalo Soldier TV all day on Saturday.
Gotcha.
Your TV schedule, yep.
Damn.
Yep.
It's like that?
It's like that.
Wow. I'm ready to blow up, man. I'm telling you. Thank you, guys. I don't think I know. You got to check out this network. You owe yourself. You know, once again, like I said earlier, we don't read. We also don't look at the right thing sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Law and Order. And I like Johnny Carson. Oh, no, Johnny around no more. But I do watch Perry Mason. That I do. Faithfully every night. And, you know, and I'm not being fun right now, but I'm just because communication words are important. Okay? If you don't think I'm kidding, God spoke these words and everything happened. That's how important words are. So with that being said, the spoken and visual word is important. That's why I keep trying to tell people you need to check out Yahzor. That's YahzorTV.com and Yahzor Radio, because it's about the real. You're talking about only $14 a month. You're going to get $15 a month, all this $14.89 a month, all this stuff, TV, radio. Nothing like it. It's a network, not a podcast, not a YouTube. It's a podcast at times, but it's not YouTube. It's not Facebook. This is real TV, real radio. And for those of you who want to advertise, and we're talking about worldwide, right now, anybody can link into this system worldwide and hear what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Words are important. And if you want to get your product out or even be a sponsor, you want to check out YahzorRadio.com or YahzorTV.com. Our email address is marketing. That's MarketingTing at Yahzor, YIZZOR.com. That's marketing at Yahzor.com. Hey, you know what? You can do what you want to do. You can spend money the way you want to. But remember, we can put you on and reach you worldwide. So come and check us out. This, once again, if you're advertising to be a sponsor, is YahzorRadio.com or YahzorTV.com. It's YIZZOR. Something new for you and me. And check this out. The address, once again, our email address is marketing. That's spelled MarketingTing at Yahzor, YIZZOR.com. Come and share so we can make you better at what you do, which is going to enhance what we do. Let's see. Also, you got me, you see, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 12 here at Controversy. And very shortly, as soon as I can set my little hot tail down, because I haven't been able to set my little butt down lately. I've been very, very busy. We'll be doing a another live show that I'm thinking you're going to find pretty interesting, Steve Barnett.
I have an announcement.
Uh-oh. Does that mean good or bad?
That's a good. Hold on. Let me get your date here. Hold on.
Uh-oh. We got a date?
This is from the meeting for Monday.
That I didn't make it, that I'm being fined for, I'm fining myself for.
Starting, let me look at the date again. Hold on. Starting Wednesdays. Let me get the date here.
You got to put on perspective.
Wednesday, May the 5th, will be the first premiere show of Controversy with Stephen B. TV show on the Buffalo Soldier Network.
Wow.
So May 5th.
That's cool. That's great.
Will be the first show.
Hey. Hi. Now I'm really getting ready to rock and roll.
Live recordings for that show will be on Saturday. So any audience that want to participate virtually, you can participate on Saturdays. We're going to get the times together, but the first show will be recorded on Saturday. Where'd it go? Not next Saturday. It's Saturday after that. Hold on. Sorry for taking too much time.
It's okay.
May 1st. May 1st is the recording of your first episode of Controversy with Stephen, Conversations with Stephen B.
Wow.
And live audience can participate virtually.
That's fantastic. That's really fantastic. I'm honored. And I know it's coming, and we had to work through some things, and my schedule has been so crazy lately. But I'm honored, Bernstein, that we're going to do that. And it's going to be different. It's going to be different. We're going to, the old-fashioned word is chat. We're going to chat. And we're going to do it in a pretty classy way. I think you'll enjoy the show. And please tune in, because the more you tune in, the better we can get our situation together. So thank you. That's great. Let me ask a question. You've been checking out what's going on in sports? You haven't?
Not really going on in sports.
Well, I don't know.
One thing that I noticed, computer geek that I am, that, and I used to tell people all the time that the new world order is here, and we're going to a digital currency. So the one thing that I did notice is that the New York Yankees and the New York Mets will no longer be accepting cash at any of their games or stadium. And I'll have to be digital currency with a card, and I think they're actually trying to start using Bitcoin.
Really?
Yes. No more cash.
What do you think about
been prepared for the new order, because that's how they've been talking about since I've been born.
Sure.
And then I used to watch stuff like Star Wars and all the other techie type shows, and that's what was all in the movies. I was doing the science fiction stuff, and now it's here.
You know what? You just brought up something that made me think, and I want to hear your attitude about it. I years ago, I worked with a white gentleman that we came really close friends, his wife and I, my wife, and she kind of bonded. Now, mind you, this is a super conservative, 2 years older than me at the time, gentleman who lived on the outskirts of Indianapolis, Canby. Farm. When I say conservative, I mean, when we came to dinner, and we had the privilege of going to dinner at their home, and I really hope he's listening, because I like to hook up with him again. But he was very, very, very conservative. I mean, and we talked about Rush Limbaugh a lot. Okay, he was that kind of conservative guy, and he believed a lot of Rush Limbaugh. Well, anyway, he showed me around the house, but he took me out to his barn. Hey, man, this boy loaded for bear. Okay, he had stored food, he had rifles, blankets, lunch, the whole bit. And he told me, Steve, I love you. I do, man. I mean, you're cool. But it's going to come to this. And then I won't be able to love you anymore. I might have to kill you. This is what he said to me. What do you think about Bernstein, that mentality? I mean, what do you think about period?
Right now I'm being a horrible producer. What was you? What did you say? I'm sorry. They got some breaking news coming across the wire right now. So I was reading the news report. So what say it again now?
I don't know these I want to call them preservationists maybe. I was saying my experience with one of them. He became a friend of mine, and he was a very, very conservative guy. Conservative, his wife and my wife, and we kind of bonded. Well, anyway, he was telling me that he showed me the storehouse he had. I mean, he had food, man, 30-day provisions, blankets, lamps, one of the security radios, that kind of stuff, because he sincerely believed, and this was back in 1981 or so, but he sincerely believed that we're coming towards a race war.
Okay.
And he wanted to be in a position to defend himself. And I basically asked him, so what about our friendship? He said, I love you, man. When race war hits, I'll bet it's all. I might have to kill you to defend my way of life.
Facts. I agree.
Oh, do you believe that that sentiment is that strong in the white community?
No, because the invasion on the Capitol proves no. It's not going to be a race war. To be a civil war between them first before it be a race war.
Oh, you believe that?
Yeah, because race war is going on right now. The race war is consistent for over 200 years in this country. But when what you're talking about, that those preppers and stuff, those preppers, they're prepping for when the government take over.
Right.
Or when they have to fight against each other. But the race war, to me personally, I don't think they're prepping for a race war because they practice it every day.
Well, let me ask you, how prepared do you think that this group is? And how large do you think this group is in America right now? Are these people with this thinking?
What, the preppers or the people that's preparing for a race war? The preppers. What's your question? How many?
Yeah,
it's growing. I would say, to be honest with you, especially from their culture, I would probably say it's probably 50-50.
Okay, so what?
I'd say 50% of them are preppers.
Okay, now the preppers and the other ones, what is the percentage that support Donald Trump, you would say? Just hypothetically, how would you say that? Of both groups.
Out of both groups, I would say the preppers, now we talk about the supremacists, the race war supremacists, and the preppers, like, because they're kind of totally, they're different, but one and the same.
I'm talking about those that are more prone to violence.
The ones that are more prone to violence, I would say 70% of them are Trump providers. Trump supporters. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. The Trump supporters that he fooled, because if anybody knows Trump doesn't care anything about poor people, period. He don't care what color you are. Trump is about a dollar. But he has convinced a part of our culture, not our culture, but part of our population, mm-hmm. which is the lower income of Europeans.
Right.
And they still don't realize that this dude don't care nothing about them because they're poor, but they still think that he's their guy, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes perfect sense. I get the chance to question you. But no, it makes perfect sense. So do you perceive that these people have the ability, and we know they have the ability of disrupting, because they've already done that, the state capitol, but do you really think that they have the ability to overthrow this government? Can't buy that.
I can.
I don't think there's that many of them.
I do. It's enough of them in power.
Wait. You simply believe there's enough number-wise, and they can pull enough weapons to totally take over the United States government? They don't even have as many of the United States Army.
Some of them are in the Army. The Army is their training.
That's true.
I believe that there's enough of them that's in our society from the all the way to the lowest level. So there's some politicians that have political power that's part of that movement. They just got to keep their mouth closed because they're on the inside. We have sheriffs and mayors and, that's running that. We have a prison complex that has, you know, prison, what they call them, COs in prisons. That's an army for them alone. That's already preparing us running the concentration camp for them when they take over. So I think they already got a system in place.
I'm not denying they have a system in place. I don't think the numbers take over. I just don't believe they do.
But we can't
neglect the fact that they have the ability to. Now, that I won't.
I actually believe, you know how Castro them took over Cuba?
Okay.
Remember? What was the boy name?
Guevara?
Che and all them, we was just a racist, but I talk about Che another time.
Who's a racist?
Che Guevara was a racist.
Oh, we gotta talk about that
one. Yeah, we gotta talk about one day. But I forget the guy's name that they took Cuba from. I can't think of his name.
Not Batista.
Batista, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Batista had a relationship with the United States government, right?
Right.
And Che and Castro them. They took it over.
Right.
And I actually believe that there is enough of them in this country that can do a coup to take it over. I actually believe that. They done it before.
When?
They did it before.
When?
So why can't they do it again?
When?
The Civil War.
Took over what?
Man, the South won the Civil War. Okay, nobody say. The South won the Civil War. The
yeah.
South shall rise again.
but you know what though? We're laughing about it, but to a degree, you're absolutely right. Because anytime, no matter how you look at it, anytime after 200 years, that you can still have people in the mentality of defending something that everybody knows is morally wrong. Yeah, they probably won because we're talking about it today. Okay, if they truly lost. There'll be nothing to discuss. If they truly lost, we would be talking about tearing down statues, and statues shouldn't have ever went up. So,
right.
You got a point. Burn, man. Bernstein, we got to get you a show, the Bernstein Hour.
Right, fact. Bernstein Hour, I'm going to tell you how it is.
That's what you get here. We have fun, but you get the truth, and that's all that matters. You're on Controversy. I'm your host, Stephen B., doing it in the key of E, Excellence for You and Me, bold, black, brilliant, and beautiful. Check it out. I'm dealing with you with 90% of my brain shackled with one of those balls and chains behind my back. I only operate 10% of my brain, which means that now there's some catching up to do. Let's pay some bills. Don't forget Digital Guard Security. Listen, you want to protect your family. You want to protect your environment and do it in a safe yet natural atmosphere. You've got to check out Security Guard, the company that owns our network. They have the most sophisticated affordable systems known out now. It's 888-640-5777. That's Digital Guard Security. You got to check us out. And don't forget YazzerTV.com. Yazzer Radio is 6 TV stations, 5 independent screening stations, TV on demand, and 1 radio station. Also a professional social network. All for the cost of $14.89 a month. And each and every person that viewed this for 30 days free, check it out. It's something new. It's something exciting. And it's something that you're really going to enjoy because, number one, we get to see some things and do some things that you're not going to be able to see on NBC or ABC or any of these. Okay? Check it out. That's YazzerTV.com, Yazzer Radio. Something new for you and I. Now, In our remaining time, what I'd like to say to a couple of people and those who are listening or those that I'm telling this to know exactly what I'm saying. It is so important to me that if nothing else you understand, if there's nothing else you believe, I sincerely love you, not because of what you are or who you can become. I love you because of who you are today. We'll worry about tomorrow, but today is important. So grab hold, the rest will take care of itself. Amen. Okay. You know who I'm talking to. So just take a deep breath, relax, enjoy life, enjoy what I'm saying to you, enjoy me and what you do, because I'm certainly enjoying you. Hello. So with that being said, let's go. I had to do that. That was a personal thing. Love you guys. All right. Now, I said love you guys. Shouldn't say that.
And gals.
Well, I'm not talking to no dudes. I know. I'm hollering at the people. They know who I'm talking to. Oh, you're trying to start a mess up in here. We don't do that. We don't. No, you're not. No, you're not. Let me right now take a little time to talk to veterans, because there are some things on the horizon that you need to know. If you're in the Indianapolis area, our state convention is this weekend. If you can stick your head in there and find out about the American Legion, you need to do that. We are the only organization that is sanctioned by Congress. I happen to be the Vice Commander, part of the brain trust of the state of Indiana right now, which I'm very happy and very proud to be a part of. With that being said, we need you veterans to contact the American Legion. The phone number here locally is area code 317-630-1300. That's a state office. And if you're from another state, they can refer you to national headquarters, which is where we are in Indianapolis, refer you to your particular state. There's so many grant programs out right now, and I know traditionally what has happened is that veterans get weary of the bureaucracy they want to go through in order to get to these grants. State, of course, because this is something that you gave your life for. I mean, this is for you. And it's not enough, but at least it's something. You need to go out and get those grants to better your life and enhance your family's life as well. We have everything just in Indiana. I mean, Indiana obviously is the seed of the national headquarters, as well as state headquarters. Indianapolis is remarkable when it comes to doing things for veterans. Children and youth program, second to none. We have an academy for young men and women who are thinking about going into law enforcement, where they actually live that experience on a campus during the summer. And it's usually taken through everything from the police law as well as the different tactics that the police use. So we need to look into things like that. Also, they have a baseball program. They have a football program. They have so many opportunities out there to enhance the lives of children. So join the American Legion. That's if you can't get your state number, you can call 317-630-1300 and ask them for your particular state, and they'll connect you to it. Yes, sir.
I have an American Legion question.
I have an American Legion answer.
The conference that they're having this weekend, do you have to be a member to attend the conference? Can you give any information about the conference that's coming up?
Yes. Anybody can attend other than the private session that we have. I mean, we would know if you're a veteran or not. But if you're a veteran, obviously it's going to be more beneficial to you, especially on Saturday, because on Saturday that whole hotel is completely, the whole lobby is covered with vendors of every walk of life, everything gaming to hats, you name it. Now, the conference is at the Marriott on 21st in Shaylin. The direct address I do not have with me. I don't think. I will find it for you. But it's at the Marriott on 21st in Shaylin. Believe it or not, we, the American Legion, has invested heavily in the hotel during the years. So therefore, a lot of the things or their themes are American things. So go ahead and check that out. What you going to learn?
And when is it?
That's starts Saturday, and Saturday is 16th, right? 16th, 17th.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is there a price? Started. Is there a cost?
No. We get started at 8 o'clock. Well, the general session is 8 o'clock Saturday morning. Well, I mean, there is a cost. You get to see my lovely face. I don't know if it's a cost.
That's priceless.
Oh, damn. This is great. But anyway, we'll get that address to you. And what happens at the conference, they have them a year, and then we have the state convention at the conference. So not only are you learning that there's so much opportunity out there because there's different classes and different meetings that you can attend, and let them know that you're a guest and you're thinking about joining the American Legion, believe you me. We have over 11 hospitality rooms representing the 11 districts. Here they have their own food and beverages and refreshments. So, you know, just kind of wandering around to introduce yourself, and you're a veteran, you know, and you know, they'll show you some love. Now, Bernstein, you got to do yours a little differently. When you go in there, you tell them you're a veteran, but you make sure you let them know it was during the Civil War in which you served, okay? We don't normally see veterans that old, so you let them know that you carry a musket, you know what I'm saying?
I would definitely let them know that I am your spokesperson.
That's Bernstein for you. But no, veterans, really take that to time. I know that you're saying the VA is slow and bureaucracy, this and the other, and they're getting better. But let the American Legion be your advocate for those disabilities that you're trying to increase. Let them be your lawyer and your spokesperson. Why? Because they're the only veteran organization that has been chartered by Congress, so we talk their language. Not saying that the other organizations don't, VW, AMVETS, I'm not saying it at all. But we in the American Legion, because of being recognized to Congress, we tend to talk the same language. So we're not going in there just to defend the rights of the American Legion. We're going in there to process with them how we can increase and do a better job enhancing the lives of all our veterans. So come and check that out. I should have brought my book. It's in my briefcase. But just look up the American Legion or dial 317-630-1300. That's, area code 317-630-1300. That's the American Legion Department of Indiana. And if you're from another state, you refer to that state as well. We're about winding down pretty shortly here. I got to do one thing. I got to take a quick call for the boss.
There's no address. It just says 21st and Shaitland, which is weird.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm looking for the address. It just says 21st and Shaitland.
We're doing stuff that we probably should have had done, but that's me. Last minute doing things. Let's see. I hope my book is in here. No, it isn't. I gave it this manual. I sure did. Let's see. You know what? I'll tell you what you do. While I'm doing this, Bernstein, I'll call this number. Ready? And he'll tell you. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I'm going to take a quick pause. We got 16 minutes. I got to run to a boys' room. I took their pills this thing because I had too much salt in my body. And I shouldn't. I know. Stop eating so much salt. I got it. Stop drinking. I got that. Stop smoking. I got all that. Thank you for telling me that. Pray for me to stop doing those things, okay? But make a pause for the cause. You're on Controversy. I'll be right back.
People of the world are doubtful, say, bringing questions of their own.
Welcome back to Controversy. The show is new. Stephen B., your host, doing the key of E, this excellence for you and me. Bold, black, and beautiful, telling the truth the way you hear it. If you're scared, say you're scared. I didn't have a chance to say that today, Bernstein. But listen, the American Legion Conference is at the Marriott at 21st and Shaven, the address 7202 East 21st Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. That's 4629. I'm going to be there all weekend. This is the first time I really actually stayed at the hotel because usually I just go home. But because of the enormity of the schedule, I'm going to be there all weekend. So kind of look me up. My actual name is Stephen Barnett. It's B-A-R-N-E-T-T. Vice Commander of the Department of Indiana. Be more than happy to spend some time with you, share with you on some benefits that we'd be missing out on. And I'm really encouraging those of you of color to come and join and come and check out what's going on, because it's not just for white veterans. We are all one in the same experience. That experience was raising our hands saying we would defend this country. And we have been just as valuable and just as important of that responsibility. So come and check us out at the American Legion Department of Indiana Conference. You'll learn a lot. Believe me, there's so many aspects to what we do. Everything from dealing with our children and youth and dealing with the violence in the streets as well on a little different level. But come and check us out. We want you to be a part, and you deserve it, and have something for you. We like I said, there's no rank amongst us. In reality, there always is. But the truth of the matter is you can't find a more solid group of people, men and women, who have committed their lives to make sure that you have a chance to live in free in America. So come, you know, those of you who really don't know about us, come and check us out, especially those veterans. There's so much out there for you. Also, while we're closing up, let's just make sure that you understand that we want you to be a part of our family. We want you to advertise with us, because we know, especially now, going forward to the future, there's no platform like what we have. And we're talking about you worldwide. They're listening to me in the world. It's the internet. It's the Wi-Fi. It's the new communication. And we got it down to a science. To advertise or be a sponsor with us, you want to go, and we're talking about YazzaRadio.com and Yazza TV. We have an email address, and our email address is marketing@yazzer.com. Come and check us out. I'll spell that for you. Marketing, MarketingIng at Yazzer, YIZZOR.com. Come and check us out and advertise with us. Also, I want you to also understand Yazzer Radio. This is a platform. It's a new network for you and me. It's not just YouTube. It's not Facebook. This is a platform you can be a part of, and it's in its infancy. We're talking about YazzerTV.com, Yazzer Radio. There's 6 TV stations, 5 independent film screens, which show independent movies. These are movies you won't be seeing anywhere else but right here. We also have TV on demand, radio station, and a professional social network for you people who are trying to better yourselves in whatever profession. That's $14.89 a month. You cannot beat that. You're not going to get it on Comcast. You're not going to get it on YouTube. You're going to get it right here, live and living color, a platform, a network that was developed just for you. We're talking YazzerTV.com. That's YIZZORTV.com and Yazzer Radio. Excuse me, Yazzer Radio. 6 TV stations, 5 independent film screening stations, TV on demand. 1 radio station and a professional social network. That's only $14.89 a month. Come and check us out. Something good that can enhance your life and enhance this as well. Well, in closing down, let me say this to share with you very quickly. The things we talked about today and the things that I said needed to be said, at least from my perspective, we have to begin to start thinking for us, about us, and stop depending on those who really don't have a vested interest, not saying they're not thinking about us, but don't really have a vested interest in our lives and community. Kumbaya is cool. Don't get me wrong. I, being a member of the clergy, be the first to tell you that it's about loving your neighbor as you love yourself. But right now, I want you to kind of flip the script a little bit. I want you to start loving yourself. Start critically thinking about those things necessary to change this culture, especially this suicidal culture that we have developed. Because trust me, you can keep rioting and burning and looting if you want to, but they're going to kill you in the streets. This is no joke. Let's place ourselves in a frame of mind that we want to live. We want to give. We want to receive. We're not asking for something that we don't deserve. We're asking for something that God has promised us.
Let's stop the victim mentality in our culture.
Thank you. Thank you. We're better than that. So in closing, we're going to roll out of here. You're dealing with Stephen B. Still in the key of E. That's excellence for you and me. Brilliant. Right. Oh.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.